For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Bet Online is your number one source for your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting in your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Lions podcast. That's BLEAV right here on the Believe Network. It is a big week ahead for the Detroit Lions. We've got our final regular season game against the Minnesota Vikings. A small chance that we get the 2 seed. More than likely, we're going to be sitting in the 3 seed facing the Rams or the Packers, potentially even the Seahawks. But a lot of moving pieces that we're waiting for. And of course, we're here to break it down with a man who knows a little bit about beating the Minnesota Vikings, a man who has a couple interceptions for the Detroit Lions. Excited to hear what he's got to say ahead of this fabulous playoff week ahead. It's the one, the only, Glover Quinn.
Yes, sir. What is up, man?
Not too much. I'm just loving life right now. I'm still frustrated by us getting screwed by the refs and the Dallas Cowboys, but my shirt came in. It's a lock, NFC North champions. I'm riding high still. We're heading to the playoffs, and when you hear the Lions talk about that matchup against the Cowboys and how it's going to fuel them going forward, how can you not be happy?
Oh, man, you got to be excited, man. And I mean, I just love the storylines that's potentially heading that way, you know, with the possible matchups, man. It's a great time. This last week of football, you know, I don't think the Lions have really much on the line to tomorrow. So I don't know if they'll do much other than try to get healthy and win. So at least you're going to the playoffs on a winning note. And it's always good to just beat your divisional teams. Obviously, you don't ever want those guys to feel like they can come into your house and get a win. So I hope they go out and at least win the game. But yeah, the focus is really getting out the season healthy and getting ready to face whoever they're going to have to face. Right now it's looking possibly like it could be Matthew Stafford returning to Ford Field. I think that'd be a dope playoff game.
It would be absolutely incredible. The script just demands it to happen at this point. But it's just an exciting time in general for the Detroit Lions. They're getting healthy at the right time. It was just announced that CD Deuce, CJ, GJ, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, he is back. He is off injured reserve, comes back in record time after the torn pectoral. And Aleem McNeil, the best defensive tackle on the roster, is back as well. So reinforcements coming at the right time. We'll see how much they play. I imagine it's a tune-up game for those two, but still, it's just exciting to see your stars back on the field.
Oh, yeah. And this is a great time for them to come back, right? I mean, I think a lot of that product was strategically planned, you know, to, hey, we're going to aim to clinch and lock up what we need to lock up. And then we'll use week 18, I think is what it is, and get you guys some reps. Obviously, they're going to need to play a little bit, CJ, you know, just to get your timing back. Tackling and covering and all those different things. He played in the first 2 games, and then you miss all those games. So just getting your timing back, getting your legs back up under you. And even for McNeil, getting your timing back with your hands and just getting used to fighting off real guys in real games. It's a lot different in practice, obviously, for those guys. But I think this would be a great time for them to come back and play, get some reps, like you said, I don't know how much they'll play, but hopefully they'll play at least a half, if not the full game, if need be, so that they can get ready. I don't think they want to overdo it. But at this point, you know, made it through the whole season almost without a lot of those guys. So at this point, you know, you got guys that's lined up ready to play, you know, experienced throughout the year. So you want to get those guys back and get them ready to go so they can help you in the playoffs. And so I think it's a perfect way to end it. And like I said, I just hope they go out and play a good, clean game, come out healthy, and be ready to go for the playoffs.
Absolutely. And it becomes especially interesting as they get healthy and if they stay healthy at the safety position, especially now playing the Vikings a second time, because the last time the Lions faced the Minnesota Vikings, it was a big day from all of the safeties. Ifeatu Melifonwu, we all remember the game-ending interception, also had two sacks, so three just game-changing plays. Brian Branch had an interception, had a dropped interception, but also had a sack. And then Kirby Joseph, two interceptions. Now you get CD Deuce, CJ GJ back in the lineup. What do you do? I imagine it'll be a rotation this week. Try to get his legs under him. But as CJ GJ said, I don't want to be an asshole here, but I didn't come back early to be part of a rotation. He knows that he is the top dog. So what do you do in round one of the playoffs?
You know, I don't really like comments like that, just because, you know, you kind of make it really about yourself. You know, it's a tough situation because Ifeatu is playing good right now. He's been playing several games. He's got his time and his rhythm, you know, and Kirby's played all year. You know, it's been up and down year for him, but I mean, right now it's all about how you're playing right now. And, you know, the last few games, he's made some plays called interceptions. So he's probably riding high right now. Brian Branch has been solid all year as well. So to sit here and say that, yeah, you come back and you were supposed to be this and that. And I'm not saying that you're not that, but you got to get your timing back down. And it's just really hard to justify, you know, just sitting some of those guys down that's been doing it for you and are playing at a high level right now. So it's a tough situation to be in for AG and those guys, because now you got four legit guys. And, you know, do you put packages together where CJ can get in and get some, you know, dime action or some, you know, some slot corner action or whatever? I don't know if Minnesota's going to, you know, give them that type of wide receiver set, but it'd be good to have for the Rams if they have to play those guys. You know what I'm saying? Where maybe you move an Ifeatu down to cover tight ends in passing situations, and you bring, you know, CJ in and he's a safety. But to sit here and say you're going to come back and you trying to be the full-time starter, like at this point in the season where it's now or never in the grand scheme of things. If it was week 7, week 8, and you're back, and yeah, okay, cool. But it's the playoffs almost right now. If you're not ready to go, and we sit down guys that are at least in game shape and ready to go, and you come out, and in the playoffs, all it takes is one or two bad plays. Not saying that you're a bad player, but it just gets looked at so much differently. And it's not a win-win for anybody from a coaching staff in that situation, because it's always the what ifs, right? You know, if you don't play CJ in the playoffs like that and he's in the rotation and one of the other safeties get beat, it's always, well, what if CJ was out there? That may not have happened. But then what if CJ is out there and it happened? Is you're saying, well, what if Ifeatu, like, we should have left him in? So it's a no-win-win situation for those guys. They just got to figure out how to do it. And I think, you know, if he's going to have that type of attitude where he don't want to be a rotational player, they're going to handle that internally and how they want to do it. Because, like I said, at this point, you've been going to war with these guys all year. And it's just very difficult from a team standpoint, from a chemistry standpoint, from a camaraderie standpoint, to just kick those guys to the curb. So it's tough.
It is. And I think a lot of that will depend on what happens with the Minnesota Vikings. And it really just the best players, I think, are going to end up playing. Whoever has the strongest performance against the Vikings, those are likely to be the starters. But there probably will be some packages, probably will be some rotation. And it's a good problem to have. It's a lot clearer at defensive tackle. Lee McNeil is the best defensive tackle on the team. As he gets healthier, he'll play more and more snaps. He was basically playing 100% of the snaps before he got hurt. So that's an easier question. But the safeties is going to be one to watch against the Minnesota Vikings. Outside of that, it's a week 18 game for the Minnesota Vikings. They are missing a bunch of the members of their secondary. Their offensive line's banged up. Seems like a lot of guys aren't going to play. So Nick Mullins, who did torch the Lions for 400 yards, also 4 interceptions. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting game. I'm really just more looking forward to the week ahead. I want, like you said, a clean game and then to prepare for round one of the playoffs.
Yeah. And I think if they go out and do that, I think they'll be excited. Like I say, the thing about week 18, just being honest with you in the NFL, especially if you're not going to the playoffs, you know, a lot of those guys are just trying to get out of there healthy. That's really it. Nobody wants to get hurt in the last game of the season. And now it affects your offseason. It affects your training. Could affect how you come back for the next year. Nobody wants to do that. Obviously, you can't control injuries like that. But at the end of the day, you know, you're trying to play. You're trying to win. But if we can't make it to the playoffs, like, we're just trying to get out of here healthy, guys. You know, and for the Lions, we're trying to get out of here healthy as well. So, you know, it just all depends on how the game goes. It's probably a lot of running the ball, throw some passes every now and then just to do it. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see, you know, your backup running backs getting a lot of carries, you know, just to keep the clock going, throw some play action passes here, there. And like I said, you're trying to win the game because, like I said, it's a division game. So nobody wants their division opponent to come in their house and get a win. But you're also looking at the bigger pictures as well. So I think that's how the Lions approach it, Minnesota. I mean, they're going to probably be evaluating a lot of guys because, you know, they got some stuff they got to do and fix over there quarterback wise, all those different things. So I look forward to, I think it'd be a solid game. But everybody hopefully is going to try to come out of there quickly, injury free. And go into the offseason and go into the playoffs.
And that's what I'm hoping for is, you know, the Lions, maybe they get up early and then a lot of Craig Reynolds in the second half, Khalif Raymond getting some screens, stuff like that, where it's just keep the clock running and keep it going and then get ready for round one of the playoffs. And there's basically three different scenarios that could happen for round one of the playoffs. Number one, and it's very unlikely, but if the Cowboys lose, the Eagles lose, that means the Lions are the 2 seed and they could end up playing the Seattle Seahawks. It looks like the Seahawks are going to miss. If the Packers win, then the Seahawks are eliminated. Rams are already in the playoffs. But if it was Seattle, the Lions have lost 6 straight matchups against the Seahawks, 6 straight dating back to 2015.
Yeah. And then, I mean, honestly, I was hoping that they didn't have to play Seattle. You know, yeah. I mean, you don't want to play Seattle. I mean, it's tricky for the Lions. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, you don't want to play Seattle because of the history with those guys. I think the storylines are good with the Rams as far as the Stafford thing, but Stafford's a monster and he's coming back. They're playing good right now. They're hot. So it's going to be a tough matchup in that first round for the Lions anyway, that first game. I mean, I would hope that it's the Rams and Stafford. I just think it just makes for a better environment, fun thing. I definitely don't want to play Seattle, though. Not because of how great they are, but they just have had the Lions number for sure.
And the last time the Lions were in the playoffs, it was that loss to the Seattle Seahawks, 26-6, 2016 playoffs, but it was in 2017 because the year rolls over, obviously. Just so much behind that. And then the last two games, the 37-31 overtime, the 48-45 game the year before, and then the year before that, 51-29. Just, I agree. I don't want Seattle. And it's the smallest of chances. You would need A loss by the Cowboys, a loss by the Eagles, a win by the Lions, a loss by the Packers, and a win by the Seahawks. So you need five things for that thing to happen.
It's a parlay, huh? It's a parlay for that to happen. Yeah. Oh, man, let's go out on the limb and hope that don't work out.
No, and
I don't see the Giants beating the Eagles, because I feel like the Eagles have been playing bad. So they're like, I talked to Slade today, like, I'm like, bro, y'all need to play everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all not playing well right now, and I don't think you want to backpedal into the playoffs. I think you want to at least go in on a win, playing well, and I think that the Eagles need to do that, because they haven't done that the last six or seven games, and so I would look for them to try to play and at least to get on a good note. Obviously, they probably don't want to get Jalen Hurts injured. The fact that they can't control their own destiny, other than, and you know, at least if you win and the Cowboys lose, you can stay up. But you're depending on the Commanders to beat the Cowboys anyway. So we'll rather not get Jalen hurt, but we need to play better. But I don't see the Cowboys losing to the Commanders, but they can, because the Cowboys, like I say, it's tough because you don't want some of these guys getting hurt going into the playoffs. But you still got football games to play, and it's important for the Cowboys to get that two seed. That's important because they've been really good at home. They have not played good on the road. So it's going to be tricky how they handle it. So I doubt it work out to where both of those guys lose.
Yeah,
and then the Packer, like every, let's get ready for Matthew Stafford, and let's just hope. I don't know. Let's get ready for Stafford,
and that seems the most likely at this point. So if the Rams win, then they are the six seed. Lions, or if the Lions are the three seed, they face off. Now the Rams are sitting their starters, but so are the 49ers. So it's going to be Sam Darnold versus Carson Wentz, the backup for the Rams, backup for Matthew Stafford. I think the Rams are going to win this, and I think Matthew Stafford is going to be returning home. What is that like for Stafford, though? If you're Matthew Stafford, and again, you played with him, I don't want you to speak for him, but do you want to go to Detroit, or do you want to avoid Detroit and maybe face, you don't want to face the Cowboys, though, right? So,
I mean, I think it's a win-win for Stafford either way you look at it. You know, everybody understands it's sports, you know what I'm saying? And so Stafford's job is his duty to his team to go out and try to win the football game. That's what we're all in it for. And as true fans, we understand that. So, you know, for a lot of Lions fans, it'd be mixed feelings, because he has a lot of fans in Detroit still. And obviously they're going to want the Detroit Lions to win. But if the Lions lose, it's probably going to be because Stafford came back and put on a show. Right? So it's mixed feelings. You know what I'm saying? At this point, you want Stafford to probably pull on the show, so you entertained by him, and then the Lions still win the football game, right? But for Stafford, it's going to be a win-win. If he got to come to Detroit, that's going to be a great return for him. If he has to go to Dallas, that's where he's from. So, I mean, he's played there several times, obviously, but it's still going to be a cool return. You're back in Dallas for the playoffs, and now you're trying to upset the Cowboys, right? So I think for Stafford, he's in a great situation. Like, hey, man, I'm either going back to Detroit, I'm going back to Dallas. It's going to be great for me. I'm just going to be ready to go. But I think if he had to choose, he probably would say go back to Dallas, just because he's a super nice guy and he loves Detroit and the fans. So I don't think he will want to be in that situation to have to like try to go mow those guys down. He'll rather do Dallas because he don't have any ties to the Cowboys other than he just grew up out in Dallas, right? But I think if he has to go back to Detroit, he'll be excited and it'll be fun. And you know, I don't think he's retiring, but I mean, it could be a cool way to end a career and things like that. So whether you win or lose, obviously I'll be rooting for Stafford against the Rams, put it like that. You know, hopefully, like I said, you want him to go out and have a good game, but you want your team to win. So I think for Stafford, he's in a good situation as far as the potential opponents that he could play.
And it's a healthy respect too. The Lions want to beat Matthew Stafford. They don't want to humiliate him. They don't want him to play bad. They just want to beat Matthew Stafford. Last time they did play the Rams, they did face Matthew Stafford 28-19 in LA. That was 2021 though. That was Dan Campbell's first season with the team. You did beat the Rams in 2016 with the Detroit Lions, beat the Rams. Also lost in St. Louis the last year they played it as, or was that the last year, 2015? Yeah, that was the last year, 2015. Yeah,
the last
St. Louis.
Yeah, that was one of the last games in St. Louis, because we played them, I think, the week before the last game of the season. And that game right there pretty much, well, I ain't going to say that game derailed our season. Obviously, we got off to an awful start that year. But that game right there, we had just came off of the Hail Mary game against Green Bay. We had started out like 1-5, 1-6, and worked our way all the way back. And that Hail Mary game to Green Bay kind of took the wind out of our sails, because if we win that game, we go on to play the Rams. We're back in the playoffs, and we're probably one of the first teams in the history to start out 1-5 or 1-6 and then make the playoffs, because we were on our way to being a 9-7 football team. And, you know, we lost that Hail Mary game. It's crazy how that happened, but we lost it. And so we end up 7-9 instead of 9-7, because we end up losing the next week to the Rams. And then I think we lost the last game to somebody. And it was just like that game took the wind out of ourselves.
And then you did get your revenge the next year, 31-28 in Detroit at home.
Yeah. And that was a fun game too, you know what I'm saying? Sean McVay, I think that was Sean McVay first year maybe, or one of those years, because Jared Goff was the quarterback. And they were, Todd Gurley was the running back. They were tough. They had this, I think they had Robert Woods. They had some guys. It was, they had a good team, good offense. They was going to know the fast pace, the slow pace. There was a lot of little things that we had to prepare for that game. I couldn't remember whether we won or lost that one or not. I know it was a tough game though. I think they had Kenny Britt that year. That might have been before McVay got there. I can't remember.
Either way, I
know Jared Goff was there.
Yeah,
for sure, I think.
And you definitely did play the McVay offense as well in 2018. So you have experience with this philosophy, this coaching style. And it's a lot of the same pieces. They've replaced Robert Woods with Puka Nacua, but they basically do the same things. Cooper Kupp's still there. Stafford is a Super Bowl winning quarterback now. The offensive line got worse after the Super Bowl, and now it's playing a lot better. So this is a tough team, but it is one that I think the Lions do match up well with.
Yeah, and like I said, I think the Lions are going to be excited just to be having this playoff game, and I think they're going to want to go out and play well. And so, like I said, let's win tomorrow so that, like I said, you don't want to be backpedaling to the playoffs. You don't want to be spending the week looking at how bad you played and, you know, focusing on that. You want to be saying, we finished the season strong, now let's go keep this going in the playoffs. And whoever it may be, hopefully it's the Rams, but whoever it may be, they're coming to our house and we can't let them come in here and get a win.
Absolutely not, especially because the third team that we could end up playing in round one is the Green Bay Packers, and you cannot lose to the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. The Lions have owned the Packers as of late. Thanksgiving was a weird game, but before that, it was four straight wins for the Lions. Lions owned the Packers in prime time, especially, already beat them on Thursday night. So if it is the Packers, I'm all right with it too, just because the Lions aren't going to lose to Green Bay, as you know, with the 7 wins against the Packers in your career.
Yeah, I mean, we don't lose. Well, I can't say we don't lose to Green Bay, because we had battles with Green Bay over the years, you know what I'm saying? But to say I was there for 6 years, play them twice a year, that's 12 games. And to win 7, that means 7-5 against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. So we had over 500 record against probably every team in the division in my 6 years there, especially Chicago. I don't think I lost to Chicago maybe once. I think maybe twice in 2018. I don't think we beat them. with in Matt Patricia. But all the other games before that, I think it was just a landslide. And in Minnesota, it was back and forth. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're over 500 or at least right at 500 with Minnesota because it went back and forth. But I can definitely remember us winning six games. I know 2014, we won both. And this year, we won up there in Minnesota a couple of times. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we won at least six games against those guys in my time there. So, but the playoffs are different. And obviously, the Packers beat us last time on Thanksgiving in Ford Field. So that gives them some confidence. So, you know, you don't want to play those guys either. But if you have to beat somebody, you will want to beat Green Bay in the playoffs. So I think if they had to choose, it'll go Green Bay, the Rams, Seattle. I don't think we want to play Seattle. I don't want the Lions to have to play Seattle. They just got a number. I don't know.
I agree. I completely agree. I think no matter what, the story's there, though. And I think the script, the NFL script, is Lions versus Rams. But even if it's not, even if it's Lions Packers, that is still something historic. That is still script worthy. And coming off this game against the Dallas Cowboys, where they get absolutely screwed, the history that is just about to unfold throughout this playoffs. Let's get a win against the Minnesota Vikings. Let's figure out who our opponent is going to be in round one, and let's make sure that the Lions get their first home victory at Ford Field in the playoffs.
And I plan on being in the building, so turn up, Lions fans. And if I come, I'm definitely bringing the big chain. I got it right over there on the Jordan mannequin. You know what I'm saying? I would show that to you guys. I probably can. Let me see if I can turn my camera. Ooh. You see that?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So you got to tune in. You got to show up. You got to show out. If you're in Detroit, be on the lookout for the man in the chain, the massive Detroit Lions chain, and be on the lookout for me as well. It's looking like I'm going to be there thanks to some lovely family friends. I cannot wait. So keep an eye out. You might see Glover and I there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to have to link up if you're in the town, man. Definitely. Do a little quick. I don't know. Might do a little quick pregame hit. You know what I'm saying? See what's up.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. I could not be more excited. Glover, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Hey, man, we've made it through a great season of football. Highs, lows. You know what? It's been a remarkable year. We've had some really good games. We've had some bad games. And I'm talking the NFL in general because obviously we aren't here with the Believe in Lions. But I love football, and I just love football fans. Cheer for your teams. Be respectful. Understand, hey, man, that was not my teams, but that was just a really good football game. And I think we've been treated to some really good football games this year. Hopefully everybody's team that, you know, they've played well, entertained you guys. That's what we do. We work really hard to go out and play and put on a show. And so I hope everybody enjoyed this season. This is the finale. Go out and support your team. You know, those guys put in a lot of work, whether it worked out for them this year or not. They put in a lot of work, a lot of dedication. So go out, support your team, support the guys, and let's get ready for a great, exciting playoff season and let's see who get the Super Bowl.
No notes, could not have said it better. I cannot wait. It is just such a great time of year with so much excitement ahead. We will be back. We will figure out who we are playing. We are going to figure out all that fun stuff. But for now, the Lions are heading into a matchup with the Minnesota Vikings. The Lions are going to host a playoff game. Life is good, and we will see you next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.